This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Last year was not a great first season for Jackson Holliday, far from it, but still a very, very young player in the majors. And this year got off to a little bit of a tough start. But then on April 23rd, that was the second game of the first national series. That was the one in D.C. Mm-hmm. And his dad, Matt Holliday,
thank goodness,
had a call to Jackson saying, hey, man, you got to tweak your hand placement and your stance a little bit at the plate. And since then, has it really paid dividends, because in 177 plate appearances, Jackson Holliday in that span, he has an 806 OPS. That is the sixth best OPS among second basemen in the majors.
Yeah, look, I think... He's a young man who got a lot of attention from the moment he was drafted because of the bloodlines and everything else. And a lot of people really paying attention were like, wow, this kid Ethan coming up behind him, it's going to be a thing as well. And the Nats might take him first overall in a couple of weeks. So I think the spotlight was really bright on him from the giddy up. They did him no favors in how they handled his first spring training and then sending him back to AAA and then calling him up quickly and sending him back. It was all pretty silly. But he clearly got bigger and stronger in the offseason, and he took his failures to heart, and he's been nothing but impressive. And when you start looking at all-star ballots and voting and the processes, because we're there now, the popularity aspect of it certainly matters. This is a failing baseball team that, Adley Rutschman's got no shot. You know, and Gunnar Henderson, we ran the numbers recently. Compared to other shortstops, it's not great. In part because he hasn't gotten opportunities to hit with people on base. But it's not the quintessential Gunnar season, and there's a lot more competition in the American League, I think, at short than at second. O'Hearn deserves it.
Sure.
O'Hearn is a fringe guy, right? O'Hearn has been a waiver claim. O'Hearn's not the face of this franchise. O'Hearn's a very late bloomer. And when you start talking about DH types, first base types, right field types, those guys usually have gaudier power numbers than O'Hearn. And if you look at O'Hearn's home run and RBI totals, they're not going to blow you away. Now, certainly the OPS will. But I think it's tough sledding for O'Hearn. And then second base. Okay, Altuve's done it a million years. They've also been trying to play him in the outfield. I don't think this team's getting many. No. All-stars. I don't think they're getting any starting pitcher. I'd be shocked if they got a reliever. And I think they're getting two position players at most, and that's if Gunnar gets a popularity contest there. So, yeah, am I missing somebody?
No. Those are all the candidates. And I think Jackson, in large part, and he is having a fine season, but you mentioned everyone knows his dad, Matt Holliday, and he's Hall of very good. I don't know if he's going to make the Hall of Fame, but he'll be very, very close. But I think I want to touch on something you said earlier with Jackson. And I think his work ethic is really, really good. And you can go back to when he was drafted 1-1. And he was not seen as that top prospect in that draft at all. And he busted his butt and you know, gained weight and all that. Had a great senior year, his high school final high school season. And he got to this point. And then you go back to last year, where that was his biggest failure at any baseball level, by far for him. And he didn't mope. He went to work this offseason. We knew that second base was a foreign position for him. Yes. They did not play
him. Certainly looked like it.
They did not play him much at second in the minors. So he got back to the basics, taking a ton of ground balls, and obviously with the bat, and even going back to last year, getting rid of the toe tap. So he has worked really, really hard to get to this point, and he's still a really, really young player who is ascending.
One of the youngest players in the major leagues. Look, I think if we were going to do a six-pack, six best things about this Orioles season, Jackson Holliday looking like an everyday major league player is number one, and I don't even know what's number two. It's probably numbers 1 through 4 on that list, and then we could think about 5 and 6. But like, I think they needed him to turn the corner, and probably for his own confidence, he needed to turn it sooner rather than later this year. And that's absolutely happened. Now, I don't think you can coronate him or crown him, or there's going to be peaks and flows, ebbs and valleys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
He's still got a lot of baseball ahead of him this year. But for him to have been able to get into that leadoff spot as quickly as he did, now it certainly took injuries and other people failing, but and then to stay there as long as he has, and for him to look like a presentable major league second baseman. Do I even think he's league average yet? No, I don't. But like you can live with him. Because they're professional at bats now. So yeah, in its totality, it's the single greatest development for this franchise since spring training. And again, I don't even know what the hell belongs on the same list as it.
It's that. It's Felix returning is cool. Obviously, him coming back. But that's a distant
second. Pitches 3 innings a week.
Yes, I know. But him going through Tommy John and all of that, coming back to the other side. And then, of course, O'Hearn having the breakout season. Those are the biggest developments. And again, those other two are distant from Jackson's emergence, because it was very hard to predict this type of season from Jackson, what we saw last year, where, yeah, you're hoping because he is so young and he is, you know, he has the pedigree of his dad and obviously being the 1-1, but making that leap, that wasn't a sure thing.
It didn't look like a sure thing in late April. A month into the season, it did not look like a sure thing. He should be really proud of what he's able to do, especially for him to do it at a time where everything around him, except for Cedric Mullins and O'Hearn, is pretty much crumbled.
And I'll say this again. Orioles need Bark in the Park every night. Jackson Holliday needs Bark in the Park every night because with Coconut there, another two-hit game.
Yeah, Coconut obviously has some serious powers in, I guess, her game. I think it's a girl. I'm not
don't
positive.
No, to be honest.
In his or her game.
It's pretty dope.
They bring out the best in their dad. I think there should be special exemptions made. I mean, if we bastardized this ballpark enough already and we've turned part of it into a water play area and whatever else,
kind of a dog
why
section?
Can't we put a dog? Why can't we? I said it before, I'll say it again. Sometimes the kids are out there, sometimes the dogs. And you put two people out there with gloves and they watch. You turn it into a little dog park for the players' pooches and somebody guards it with a net and gloves so the dogs don't get hit if there's a home run.
How about this? They get the $600 million going their way to upgrade the ballpark.
Well, you know a lot of that's going to their version of the Black Lung. We'll talk about that tomorrow. You know where that's going. It's going bye-bye media. Yeah. It's going behind home plate.
The left field seats. Blow out the seats. Make that the dog area. It could be like a dog area up there. And
well,
left
they've already
field
got the moat area where kids are supposed to catch home runs or whatever. Yeah. You could just make that a dog park.
You could do that too, but I'm saying that the seats that are empty up there, put it to use.
You could put a small dog park out there by the monuments.
Yes. Yeah, there's plenty of options. Orioles, you have our number. You know where to call us, 410-583-1057. We're going to get back into the Ravens at the bottom of the hour. Here's some more sound from yesterday's OTA session. We'll hear from John Harbaugh. We'll hear from Chuck Smith. Maybe from the centerpiece, Tavius Robinson, as well. But coming up next, we're going to hear from your guy, Jason, the interim manager, Tony Mansellino, his pregame thoughts, and we'll also preview the rubber match. Can the Orioles hit a lefty? Can the Orioles hit an elite lefty in Tarik Skubal? We'll tell you next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.